Ever imagine a world where, like, posting something online, sharing an opinion, could actually get shut down by a government halfway across the world? That's kind of what we're getting into today, this whole showdown brewing between, well, Elon Musk's ex, Twitter and the government down in Brazil.
Yeah, this whole thing, and it's laid out in this article from WebPro News, the title's a mouthful, Elon Musk and X Capitulate Will Comply with Brazil Court Order. But it's not just about some content dispute, it's way bigger. Gets to the heart of how free speech works, when the whole world's online, especially with these tech giants calling the shots more and more.
Right. So this article, it lays out how this whole thing went down. Started with a Brazilian Supreme Court justice straight up ordered X to delete stuff, specific posts, user data, the whole nine yards, said they were breaking Brazilian law. Not asking, telling them.
And the stuff they wanted gone, it was a real mixed bag, hate speech, some stuff that might have messed with their elections. You know how it is, that whole gray area where the law and just saying what you think gets all tangled up. Tricky situation.
Totally. And then boom, Elon Musk steps in, our free speech warrior, right? He came out swinging against this court order, said if they did it, they'd be betraying everyone on X, framing it like he's fighting for the little guy's right to speak their mind.
And it wasn't just him saying no, it was how he said it. Went on a whole Twitter rant, even had one tweet. Let me see if I can get it right. He said, "Free speech is the bedrock of democracy, and an unelected pseudo-judge in Brazil is destroying it for political purposes." Not exactly subtle.
Wow. Talk about making a statement. Seems like he was trying to get everyone fired up, maybe even put some pressure on Brazil with everyone watching,
Yeah.
you know?
Oh, for sure. This wasn't just a legal thing for Musk, it was a whole PR campaign. Him using his platform, his name, to control how everyone saw it. Makes you wonder, was it all about free speech or something else? Maybe helping his image, his business? Who knows?
Good point. It's easy to be all about free speech when it's just talk. But when you've got actual laws, real consequences, especially with the whole internet thing, different story.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. After all that noise, all that fighting, X caved. Did everything Brazil said.
Seriously, they went from no way to doing whatever they were told.
Yeah.
What happened?
So the article says they deleted the posts, paid the fines, even brought in some new hotshot for the company down in Brazil. Sounds like they did a 180, figured playing by the rules, not rocking the boat, was better for business than sticking to their guns.
Yeah, that's quite a change of heart. Makes you wonder if they meant all that stuff they said before, or if something else was going on behind the scenes.
It's possible. Maybe their lawyers told them they were playing with fire, fighting a court order, especially in a country where they're trying to do business. Shows you how tough it is for these tech companies. They want to be everywhere, but every country's got its own rules, its own laws, and the cost of screwing up, that's real money, not just words on the internet.
So it's not even just about free speech anymore. It's about staying afloat, making sure the company survives in this whole global market thing.
Exactly. And it gets even wilder because then, even though they did all that, X was suddenly back online in Brazil, even with the shutdown order still in place.
Wait, they followed the rules, but then they were back online. How'd they manage that?
Yeah, so they said it was a tech issue. Basically, they switched internet providers after the whole shutdown thing, and somehow that made X pop back up in Brazil. Called it, get this, an inadvertent and temporary service restoration.
Inadvertent, sounds kind of fishy, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe they were trying to slip one past Brazil without them noticing.
Well, that's what Brazil thought too. Their telecom guy, he called them out, said it was a deliberate intention to disregard the federal Supreme Court's order. Didn't beat around the bush, did he?
Nope, straight to the point. So this oopsie probably cost him a pretty penny, huh?
You bet! $1 million a day. Every day that glitch kept X up and running. Suddenly it's not an accident anymore, is it?
Not when it costs that much.
Yeah.
Feels more like a gamble, right? Maybe they were seeing how far they could push it before Brazil really came down on them.
It's possible. This whole thing, it's like these tech companies, they're playing chess with governments. Everyone wants control. And what's legal, what tech can actually do, it's all a blur now.
So you think they messed up, or were they trying to be sneaky? It's hard to tell from the outside.
Yeah, no way to know for sure unless we were in the room with them, right? But it shows you, even if it was an honest mistake, how easy it is to dodge the rules with some tech know-how, at least for a little bit. That's got to worry some people.
Definitely. Imagine if any company could just say, oops, tech issue, and get away with ignoring the courts. What does that say about, like, the whole internet and who's in charge?
Big question, right? This isn't just about X in Brazil anymore. It's about how we control what happens online, period. Who gets to decide what we see, what we can say? Do countries still matter when information can go anywhere in a second?
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Feels like the internet's changing faster than we can keep up.
Totally. And this whole case, it shows just how much is at stake. We want the internet to be free, open, everyone welcome, but countries, they still have laws, they want to be in charge, and that clash. That's where things get interesting.
Yeah, it's a tough one. What's the average person even supposed to make of all this? What's the takeaway, you think?
I'd say that whole idea of the internet, the way we used to think of it, free for all, no rules. That's over. We're figuring out the new rules right now. And cases like this one, they're writing the rule book. What happens now affects how we use the internet years from now.
So bigger than just Elon Musk and some tweets, then?
Way bigger. It's about what we can say online, who's listening, who can shut it down. And for anyone using the internet, it's a reminder that post button, it comes with baggage now. Governments watching, companies with their own rules, it's a whole thing.
Makes you think twice about hitting send, that's for sure. But then again, isn't that what makes this whole thing so important to talk about?
100%. The more we talk about it, the more people understand what's at stake, the better chance we have of getting it right.
So bigger than just Elon Musk and some tweets, then?
Way bigger. It's about what we can say online, who's listening, who can shut it down. And for anyone using the internet, it's a reminder that post button, it comes with baggage now. Governments watching, companies with their own rules, it's a whole thing.
What do you mean?
Okay, so, like, imagine, right? One country, they're cool with something, some kind of post, might even love it, but another country, that same post, illegal. What's X supposed to do? Follow the strictest rules everywhere, so everyone's got to play by the most uptight country's rules. Or do they try to, like, make different versions of the internet depending on where you're sitting? What you see changes when you travel? That's kind of wild.
That sounds like a total mess. Trying to keep track of all that would be impossible.
Exactly. And then think about it. What happens to, like, just finding stuff online? Are we going to have these digital borders? Can't see this website because you're in the wrong place? That kind of thing. The whole internet, the whole point was it's for everyone, right?
It's kind of scary when you put it like that. It makes you wonder, what's the average person who's just scrolling through their feed supposed to make of this whole thing?
Honestly, the internet. The way we knew it, wide open, say what you want, that's changing. Maybe it's already gone. This is the new fight, these cases. This is how we're going to figure out what the internet looks like moving forward. Big stuff.
So not just about Elon Musk in Brazil. It's about the future of saying what you think online. Who has the power? The internet itself, really.
Exactly. And for anyone, you know, posting that funny meme, sharing an article, whatever, it matters. There are rules now, even if we don't know all of them yet. Companies, governments are all figuring it out as we go. That's the reality.
Wow. Definitely makes you think. So, to everyone listening, next time you're online, remember, it's not just you and your screen anymore. There's a whole world of stuff happening behind the scenes. And maybe that's something to keep in mind as we all figure out what the internet's going to be.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We'll be back next week with another look at the tech trends shaping our world. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and keep those digital conversations going.